Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, buckle up, because we're doing a live, a very rare live Rotten Tomatoes game in Lexington. So get ready for that. That's coming in a second. First, LegalZoom. Hard to believe summer's over. What happened to summer? And we're going to fall back into our normal routines. Get stuff done with LegalZoom. Say so long, summer, with a 10% off things you need to accomplish at LegalZoom. All you entrepreneurs who haven't set up an LLC or DBA or an S-Corp for your business, now's the time. Need a last will or living trust, but you can't find the time? Take a moment to do the right thing for your family at LegalZoom.com. Gergis goes to LegalZoom and refers people to LegalZoom because they don't do the billable hours thing. You can get stuff, and if you can get it done at LegalZoom, get it done at LegalZoom. LegalZoom isn't a law firm, but their network of independent attorneys and tax professionals can give you the advice you need to make the right decisions. It's LegalZoom, right, Dawson?
Save 10% for a limited time. Save 10% for a limited time on the things you've been meaning to do with LegalZoom. Just go to LegalZoom.com right now and use code Adam at checkout. LegalZoom, where life meets legal.
Live from Comedy Off-Broadway in Lexington, Kentucky, this is the Adam Carolla Show. With Gina Gratt on news, Bald Brian on sound effects, we'll play a round of the Rotten Tomatoes game. And now, from the horse capital of the world, a man who screams so much, he has the horse's voice in the world, Adam Carolla!
Get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get it on. Mandy, get it on. Hey, welcome to the show. That's Gina Gratt.
Hi.
Wow. Bald Brian over here. There we go. Hey, thanks for coming out. I was in, where was I, in Shelbyville this morning? I was in Louisville, and then I was in, by the way, what you guys have done with Louisville, to me, is like when your wife has a friend, and her name is Tara, but you call her Tara one time, and she has a shit fit, because she's like, do I look like a Tara? And it's like, you look like a bitch is what you look like to me. And then you're like, but now every single time you say her name, you pause and think, am I going to be judged? And so that's what's going on with me in Louisville. So I started in Louisville. And I think I went to Shelbyville.
You did. You went to Shelbyville.
And then I saw a whole bunch of extras from Green Acres. And I've been wanting to finally some celebrities on this trip. No, and then I hung out with, like, regular people who do regular things.
Yeah, salt of the earth.
That, you guys, that was not a compliment. He was not complimenting.
Regular little inferior people. Little real people. Once I was done wiping myself down with Purell, I got back into my town car.
Do you know what it takes for him to use Purell?
No, I drove a tractor. I went onto a farm. I heard about how hardworking everyone was. I was like, what the hell happened to L.A.? Nobody works. I was driving around with Mike. I was going, look, people are working. They're working. They're like on their feet. They're doing things. L.A. is like everyone's just staring at their phone. They're sitting in a Starbucks. They're threatening to sue everyone who may think about employing them one day. So thank you guys for the matinee part. I'm really glad this could work out for us. And I think it's really sweet that you guys all left your jobs? Wait a minute.
Speaking of which.
What time is it?
These hardworking folk in the middle of a workday.
Yeah, I had you pegged as salt of the earth. Now, scum of the earth.
Right.
Either way, of the earth. You're still from the earth. So I appreciate you coming out. We'll do the Rotten Tomatoes game. Yeah. And when we do that... Thank you. We shall be playing. We'll each be playing for you. You should hope Brian picks you. And also, the gal who baked this cake, I got to say, whoever did, we have a cake here. It is a foot around. It's chocolate. It looks like some kind of mocha dripping in dark chocolate. It's got the Adam Carolla crest on the front, with likenesses of Gina and myself and Brian, all made out of marzipan or frosting.
Fondant.
Or some sort of something covered in SARS from China that they want me to eat. Who is the woman who made this cake?
She's right here.
Oh, right here? Oh, my God. Wow. Wow. I know. Listen, you're going to get a lot of praise from me. First off, for those at home, slender and attractive, which is always off-putting and somebody spends as much time as you do around frosting. Now, we know you don't lick your own, but how about others?
Yeah. Yes.
Am I right, Brad?
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I will say this. I'm going to give you a very backhanded compliment. The time you spent baking this cake, if you took every minute my wife spent in the kitchen baking her entire life and combined them, you would not get to one layer of this cake.
I love Lynette.
But for you, it's just a Thursday night. La-dee-da. You blink your eyes, 7.5 hours goes by, you've got a cake. Sure, you could buy it at the Ralph's for $14, but why not watch the calendar pages blow by in the kitchen, ignoring your man and your family and focusing on a stranger with a microphone, prioritizing. I like that. So is this your business? Do you bake for a living?
Yes, I actually own a bakery. It's what I do for a living.
Uh-huh.
And what is it called? It's called Adrian and Company.
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. And you're Adrian?
I am.
Is this your company?
No, I left my company. I'm by myself. I left them all. I'm shirking my responsibilities. I'm supposed to be delivering a wedding cake right now.
I love it. I would. If I had a bakery in 2000, in like Trump's 2019, like, you know, remember when you were a kid, you'd have the no shoes, no shirt, no service? I'd be like all gay all day. Come on in.
That's right. I am.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'll bake you cake for two bottoms getting married. I don't care.
Your dog.
I don't recommend two bottoms get hooked up, but that's how progressive I am. I'm not going to prevent this. I'm going to celebrate it. I do have a couple of top friends who might be able to, you know, do the roller skate and the key for you two, but okay. I'm digressing. So you have a shop and you do this. And how is it you seem so incredibly fit?
Because when you're around it so much, you just want it. And plus, I like to make everyone else fat. So.
Oh, yeah. It's a relative thing.
Smart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you do weddings?
I do weddings, birthdays, everything. I have two restaurants as well. So
wow.
Big Italian family. We have lots of... Mm. We make everyone fat all day.
What is what's the average cost of a wedding cake these days?
$500.
$500. Yeah. Thank you.
$500.
Thank you for that answer.
In Louisville, California.
It's a Louisville.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, by the way, did you hear the answer? How much for the average cake? And then you said $500. Johnny, Geraldine on the spot. Can I tell you how many times I ask people a question that has to do with their business, starts with the word average, ends with the word about, and then they give this answer? It depends.
More or less.
Some... I've seen people pay with a snot rocket. And then I've seen others, millions and millions. So it really just depends. I'm asking the average.
Well, a lot of factors depend on it.
Yeah. I mean, there are cakes that I've done. I've literally just put a little whipped cream on top of a Sara Lee pound cake and slid it across the table, charged $11.
Yeah.
Then there are others where the couple actually lived in the cake for the for the first 6 months. And that was obviously much more.
Sure.
500.
500.
I like that.
All day.
All day. All right. And is there a trend going on with cakes?
Naked cakes.
Huh?
Naked cakes.
Naked cakes.
It's really? Where you can see the cake through the icing. So basically, all I have to do is put a little bit of icing on and be done.
Uh-huh.
It's lazy
really
cakes.
Good.
Lazy.
Why? What?
Really good. I don't know. It's like because it came from nature. It looks like natural.
People are such assholes.
Never mind the teal
everybody.
Food coloring.
Natural cakes. That's got to be the chicks. Dudes wouldn't fall for that. Dudes know the best part about cake is the frosting and whatever the ribbon of whatever of the marzipan or the
buttercream.
Buttercream or whatever the vein is that runs through the middle of it. The rest of the cake, we just put our cigarette out on that. But we got to get the frosting and we got to get that vein of raspberry gathered up.
Yeah.
All right. So naked natural cake.
Yeah. There's one right there.
That.
There you go.
Well, look, and you see through it.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. I like the artistry. I like the old school. I like all that. Do you have employees you yell at?
I have 65 employees.
Wow. 65 employees.
I do yell at them. I yelled at them today.
Yeah. You know,
I'm not going to be here tonight.
That's right. Well, God bless you. This is absolutely amazing, and we're gonna enjoy it. So thank you very much, Miss Cake.
Thank you.
All right, Bald Brian. Bald Brian's in a little bit of a little bit of a fit because his flight got canceled tonight, right?
The flight to get me home for my daughter's birthday was canceled.
And he found out roughly 8.5 minutes ago.
He changed the flight from yesterday morning to today, tomorrow morning to today because of this reason, and then this one got canceled. So everyone is feverishly.
Oh, sweet irony.
Yeah, everyone's working on it, or at least his wife is while
he's
off. Christy's
at home. Yeah, she's at work finding me a new flight. So God willing, I'll get out of here and home to Tessa in time for her birthday.
But there's always the one tomorrow morning that you didn't want anyway that you might be able to get on.
Good fallback option.
All right. Do we have Q&A questions from the audience?
Sure do.
Does anyone have a napkin they can spare me up here? I got a little coffee spill. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I'll try not to gesture wildly tonight.
Kayla, where's Kayla? Kayla says, Kayla in the audience, she says, my fiance is more in love with you than he is with me.
Where's Kayla?
Should I still
perfectly
marry him?
Normal, perfectly healthy. Whatever you guys have will erode away like so many sandcastles in the tide. But what we have is forever. That's what I'm saying. He'll be listening to old episodes of this show with his trophy wife in a few years.
Oh my God! I am the trophy wife.
And ironically, turning this episode down because he doesn't want her to hear your cloying voice. But go ahead, anyway. Oh, that's it. That's the question.
Oh, no, yeah. No, I mean, every sentence that he starts, every story that he starts, always starts with, Adam Carolla says.
Well, what?
Or you know, I heard on Adam Carolla, and it's everything.
Well, what's his name? He looks like he'd be named Raphael.
Oh, my God.
What
Gabriel.
Gabriel?
Yeah.
Okay. It's close enough. It's Gabriel, right? Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. Because my wife doesn't listen to shit I say because it's coming out of my mouth. So ironically, the Adam Carolla gets no traction under his own roof with his own words. But if I start every sentence with, Gabriel says... then maybe we can flip the script here a little bit. So you're going to get married or just, you want a cake? 500, it's going right. I'll say this one for 425. It's just, it's got a little bit of my spittle on it, and that's about it.
That should up the price.
Oh, you're right. Should up for
$550
for Gabriel.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So you guys getting married? Did we say fiance?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And do you have a cake? Honestly,
we don't. We don't even have a day for the wedding yet.
But you don't have a day.
Yeah.
Well, make sure it's one that we have. You know, you can't make up an eighth day. Okay. It'll confuse the shit out of people when you send out the.
Well, like I said, I was a little confused about marrying him because he's more in love with you than he is with me.
Well, so yeah, but
I haven't come up with that
yet. You know, but
yet.
You got all right. But let's really figure out what my message is. You know what I mean? Hard work, focus, family, take care of business, fix your own car, work on weekends, work on holidays. I'm not saying, you know, let's do an eight ball and kick our flip-flops off and bang some runaways, you know? I mean, God forbid he does half the shit I preach about, right? Although I don't talk that much about eating pussy, so I'm gonna say, well, they're young. It's a young man's game. Speaking of eating, get that cake right up here. I feel like there's some sort of Corolla fan discount that she could pass along, you know what I mean? You get the nude cake, so you get to see exactly. That's what I want. I want a nude car so I can see all the parts.
Sure. See-through fiberglass.
Yes, I want nude everything.
Hold
all
on.
Right, we have another one. Congratulations.
Yeah. Nude news.
Yes.
Next question?
Sure.
It says, when are you moving out of that shithole called California?
Oh, I know. It is. It's
despicable. Fair question.
It's horrible.
This one's from, it says Steve Nate. Where is
Steve? Right, yeah, it's horrible. By the way,
how like, dare you, that's our shithole.
Yeah, I know. It's funny because people always do that thing where they go, I used to live on top of your house. And then I moved out like 23 years ago and I moved to Portland or I moved to Kentucky or I moved wherever, Nevada, like everywhere they move. And then they go, I've been here for 23 years. And then they go, I'm never going back. And it's like, yeah, no shit. You're old. And it's been 23 years. And also, it's not like people in California are walking around going, where's Nate? Where is that guy? What's he?
Something feels weird.
He'll be back. I know it's been 22 and a half years, but he's not going to make it to 25. I'll tell you that. No, I agree. And it's also when I marvel all the time. So we're driving from Shelbyville to here tonight. And it's just beautiful, big highway, big sky, you know. No, but it's like, where are the mattresses by the side of the freeway?
Not one broken toilet by
where are the
for
toilets?
Miles.
Where's the graffiti?
Guys love your mattresses and toilets.
Where are the people? Like, first off, I did. It's getting really ironic. There's two things that are super ironic about it. One is Mark Garriga sent out a tweet, put me on it or whatever it is, outside of his office in L.A. Mm-hmm. It's a junkie. He's sitting on the curb. It's in the red, and he's just shooting up while another junkie is 8 feet away shooting up outside of his office. And I wrote back to Mark. I said, if that junkie who's sitting in the red shooting up was inside of his goddamn car, the popo would be on top of him.
Yep.
You put your bumper 4 inches into a red zone and run into a subway, and you'll come back with a goddamn ticket on your car. If you'd like to sit down in a compote of your own fecal matter and shoot up on the red zone, the city has no problem with that.
World's your oyster.
And the other thing I saw the other day, which, again, we're starting to jump the shark here, is all the homeless are all camped out, and they're now all in tents, and they're making these lean-tos and these shelters and everything. And I'd seen a bunch of plastic and visqueen and tents and sort of soft material, tarps and things of that nature. Passed by one on Melrose going to like the Improv the other night, seeing plywood going up. Like these guys are physically they're building.
They're putting down stakes.
Yes. Yeah, oh, there's going to be a show on like TLC called Hobo House in about 4 months. You're laughing, but I'll probably be hosting it. So, Jerry, when did you become a junkie? Oh, okay. And you're laid off from the GM plant. Okay. And your wife became a lesbian and you started shooting dope. Okay, now, are we in the entry hole?
His homeless wife's like, here's my ambition for the entry hole.
Yeah. Right. And he's got his... Yeah, he needs plenty of room for his dog to run around with a lamp cord tied around it for a leash. Jesus Christ, they had plywood up. And then I thought to myself, wait a minute. If I want to hang a picture in my house, I got to pull a goddamn permit. Yep. This guy is building under an overpass in Hollywood. He's literally using pillars that are holding up the overpass. Like, he's using city-built material already. He's got, I don't know, pilasters, caissons. I don't know what this guy's doing, but he's fucking making a home, and the city hasn't said jack squat about it. So, hold on, what's your name? It's not Jack Squat, is it?
Yes, sir, it is.
What is it, Brian?
Steve Nate.
Steve Nate.
Oh, that's awesome.
I have
awesome.
Two names, yes.
So you moved. Did you ever live in L.A.?
No, I've been several times.
Smart, yeah. You moved out here or you've been out here?
I was born here, moved away when I was in the Army, and moved back.
Mm. Yeah, usually when you join the Army, you have to move away at some point. Like, couldn't we fight this battle in my parents' entry hall? No. You gotta go to Korea. Oh, well, shit. Someone should have told me.
Actually went to Korea 3 times.
I thought we were gonna do some battle in Korea how many times?
3 times.
3 times, fool.
Three times, fool.
So you're just hanging around at the DMZ?
Yeah, Second Infantry Division.
Is that where you posted there?
Yes, sir.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
It's that crystal brain.
you like cake?
I'm on keto.
You think anyone in Charlie Company would have put up with something called nude cake? Or were they just... That's not a fighting man's cuisine.
I was in Charlie Company.
Yeah, they would have bayoneted you to death if you'd even floated the idea of a nude cake in the barracks. Wow, so there you were in Korea... What do we need to know about Korea? First off, it just sounds like the worst place ever.
It smells horrible.
It's horrible, right?
It smells horrible, yeah.
Oh, it smells bad, too.
Rice patties.
Oh, really? They smell like kind of like your
like
uncle
sewage.
Farted?
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Oh, raw sewage? You should come to L.A.
I've been there.
Oh, okay. But
you
I'm
feel right at home.
It'll remind you of Korea. It's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to move here. You know what? I'm not even going to move here. I'm not leaving. I'm just staying here.
Great. We'd love to have you, Adam.
I'd like to deliver an audio message to my wife and kids. You will be getting a big foam core novelty check presented to you by Mark Garagos in the next 10 to 14 working days. That shall be enough to cover your shit for the next 5 years. I'm going to stay in Lexington. Yes.
This is going to work out great. You stay here. I'll take your flight home.
Yes, you can take my flight.
Hey, can I give an update? Seriously?
Yeah.
Over. So Christy is working hard back at work at home trying to get me a flight, and there's no more flights out of Lexington, which is understandable. It's a small airport. There is an 8:15 flight out of Louisville. Can anyone here haul ass from here to Louisville and take me to the airport?
Yes.
I need, Adam, you're a race car driver. How would you vet a fast driver?
Well, speaking of vet, you're driving a vet? Tell me you're driving a vet. We don't need to vet the vet. Okay, we got a vet here. He drives a steak bed truck. He lives in Korea. You don't want this guy hauling your ass around. I'd like to know, amongst the people that raised their hands, what kind of vehicle they did drive here. That would be helpful. I also would like to know if we have someone who's an off-duty cop.
Ooh. Because light him up.
I'll take an off-duty cop in a rickshaw before I'll take a citizen in a Ferrari.
Dawson's got a mic.
We got an off-duty? Oh, he's a pilot. Pilot is good.
That's good.
Pilot is helpful.
All right.
It seems to me it's about an hour 45.
No, about an hour. No.
Not for you? How far is it? 1 hour? Oh, okay.
Well, the way Dawson drives, 38 minutes.
I was doing the math room this morning.
This lady said... This lady
okay,
says
you guys that, drive fast?
She says an hour easy. I like your attitude.
How do we know... We're not going to find his partially naked corpse on some open acreage halfway between here and the airport. We're not saying it was of a sexual nature, but his pants were around his ankles and his shirt was over his head.
If I make it to the airport, that's fine.
Oh, yeah. I'm just thinking, rape's a timely process, Brian. I'll explain it to you backstage.
Not the way I do it.
All right, so you guys are willing to break the law. You have a new vehicle.
They are drinking. They are drinking.
You're drinking. She drives all the time? I like that.
We're going to haul ass?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to make that 8:17 flight.
What time's the flight?
8:17.
8:17. All right. He's on it. All right. It's a crop duster, but he's going. He's going to be in it.
I'll take it.
It's going to be like Mad, Mad, Mad World. All right, weird reference. All right, we'll do one more, and then we'll play the game, shall we?
This is a semi-local question from a guy named Rob. Adam, when are you going to get into horse racing?
Horse racing.
When in Rome.
Horse racing is a weird sport. I know it's the sport of kings. But I don't know if I've signed off on that. Now, we at our local track, we had like 30 horses die this season. Yeah.
Mysteriously.
This season.
And like no one's investigating.
No. And it wasn't because one horse trailer that held 30 horses got into an accident.
There were 30 incidents.
Which I still would want to investigate. This is 30 separate accidents involving the horse.
Yeah.
And then they have to do that weird thing where they got to put the horse down.
Yeah.
So they put the medical sheet up.
Yeah, just like one of those Chinese partitions.
Yes. Now, my feeling is, how would a Chinese person explain that partition? I know
they would just call it a partition.
I know you have an SNL audition on Monday, but what would that... Just want to capture a little audio.
I'm Shane Gillis, and that's the news.
How would someone with a thick Chinese accent say the word partition? I just want to know. I'm curious.
Get
the
fuck away from me.
So, now look, maybe I'm way out of line, but my feeling is when they put the partition up and the horse is down, and they got to put the horse down there... They should make the jockey shoot the horse. I feel... Well, hey, buddy, you crashed the horse.
You broke it, you buy it.
Yeah, that's right. You broke it. You did something. Maybe a little too much crop.
Yeah, see it through.
Maybe not enough crop. Maybe you're leaning into that fence post just a little too hard. But either way, if you weren't born, this horse wouldn't be on the ground. You know, you do that thing where you chamber the 44, you just pull it back once, and then you hand it to the guy. And it's the guy's so small that when he fires it, he flies over the partition. Now, that would make a really tragic situation into a real crowd pleaser.
Oh, yeah, like a t-shirt cannon.
If you were, sitting there, I was sitting there with my son, he's 13, and he was like, oh my God, oh my God, the horse, oh, they're going to shoot the horse. I'd be like, yes, but as soon as you hear that shot ring out, look for the miniature Mexican flying over the partition, and he would be delighted. Delighted.
Yeah, look to the heavens.
That's right. Let's try to make something good out of this tragedy.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
So,
it's the bright side.
The horse racing thing where we're from's a little weird. I don't know. Maybe we could bring one of your sod farmers back with us or something. I don't know. Phil, by the way, after 25 horses die at the track, yeah, don't you pull the plug on that season?
And it's not like they've addressed the problem. A horse died 2 days ago. That makes 31.
Right. It's insane.
Chris just texted me, 31 horses.
Jesus Christ.
These are majestic creatures.
Also, I don't get it, but I do like to see them around, although I got to say, the state of Kentucky is probably a little too into horses. Like,
what are you implying?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, they're not that smart. You're never sure if they're going to eat the apple out of your mouth or bite your face off.
You got to put blinders on them to go straight.
You got to put blinders on them to go straight. They don't seem to be in touch with their tail at all. Like, they're sitting there thinking about one thing and their tail's gone spastic on the backside. They invented a huge fly named after them that bugs the it's the only fly that could land on a pie and cave it in. There is some down. There's some downside to horse loving. Oh, biggest horse loving celebrity, Bill Shatner? Come on.
He's a fan.
Although I don't think the horse is a fan of Bill's when they see him. He's all 10-gallon toupee and he's waddling up toward them, and that horse has got him. Where's the miniature Mexican? Shatner has to put me down. He's not going anywhere. He's going to unload that whole clip.
Same neck size.
Gina. The man's a national treasure.
Let me hit a spot. Let's do, what do we got? We got an intro. What do we got?
We got
Castrol. All right, we'll do Rotten Tomatoes next. First, Castrol. Go out to the car and top off that crankcase with some Castrol. The lady who's going to drive Brian is going to go do a quick lube and tune of the Camry out there. Just pull a few spark plugs, bring them out here, let me smell them. I want to see if you're running rich. Blow some of the carbon off there. I got my feeler gauge on me. I'll gap them. Woo, that's a deep spark plug pull there, huh? I'm keeping it real. Fuck that Leno. All right, where was I? Castrol. A chance to win a trip to Las Vegas and meet me? La-di-da. Head to your local AutoZone, and you'll be entered automatically with the purchase of Castrol. Pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge motor oil, and you can also get an STP, Extended Life Oil Filter, for just $33.99. Use your AutoZone rewards and automatically enter to win. It's 3-day and 2-night to Vegas, and I'll meet you there in November. You got something, Dawson?
No purchase necessary to enter the win. Open to residents of the 50 United States District of Columbia and Puerto Rico. Must be 18 years or older. Sweepstakes valid September 24th through October 21st. Void where prohibited. See your local AutoZone store for more details.
All right, now. Thank you, Dawson. You guys are catching Dawson at 4:30 in the afternoon, good and sober. We try that at the Late Show on Saturday night. Any more news, Dawson? Fuck you. You're not the boss of me.
You want to enter this contest? Suck my balls.
Suck my balls. You're lucky I can't walk or I'd be on stage kicking your ass. All right. Now, Brian, it seems like you should be playing for the young lesbian couple
absolutely.
Who's going to cart you all the way to Louisville. So here was my confusion. I got up in Louisville this morning, and took me a good 45 minutes to get to Shelbyville, but maybe I was going the other direction or something. Is that no? Well, maybe there's traffic or whatever, but either way, you can do it in under an hour. Yeah. All right. Worst Smoking the Bandit-themed movie ever, right? I got a bald fucktard in the back of the car.
Baldy and the birthday.
He's got his daughter's birthday party. You don't make that Color Me Mine in South Pasadena by tomorrow, and everyone has a good time anyway. So those are the stakes.
No, there's a much more real risk.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. Every chick who's on the pole, the dad missed the flight. You're right. You may miss a flight. She ain't going to miss that pole. Jade. All right, so I think you should be playing.
That was the one time you could have said Tessa, stay, Jade.
Oh,
I was praying to God he wasn't going to say that.
I didn't want to jinx it. All right, so you will play now. I should play for our cake boss over here,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. Look at this girl. Look how pretty her eyes are. You must get that
stunning.
All the time.
Stunning, yeah.
You guys related? No. Do you have any baking skills? She does. That's good. No, yeah, well, not no one. She's a seventh-degree black belt baker. You watch all those baking shows and go, oh, this is so fake. You do. What, sorry?
Do you need a 66th employee to yell at?
All right, so I'm playing for the cake boss. Who are
you
playing for? I
win once out of every 72 times. Who wants that action? I did see this gentleman's hand go up first, so I will take him.
All right.
That's right.
Let's play the game.
Yeah, the intro.
Listen to that noise. It's a high falsetto voice. It can only mean one thing, and you can feel it. Got some names of flakes, and the game makes their picks. Guessing if it's rotten or fresh. If they guess who needs it, they will get a bonus five. It's the Rotten Tomatoes game. You know how we do it. Give me the Rotten Tomatoes game. Now it's time to play it.
All right, so this will be the score, the general critic score, now just a one score of the movie. Whoever gets closest, it's like golf. Lower score, the better. If you get the number dead on, you get a 5-point deduction. We add it up. Whoever has the lowest score at the end wins. All right, we have who we're playing for.
Yep.
All right, Dawson, it's all yours.
So many things to love about Kentucky. Yep. The bluegrass, the bourbon, the derby. But sadly, when we're back in California, the only taste of Kentucky we get is that secret blend of 11 herbs and spices.
Oh, yeah. I talked about the Colonel today.
Believe it or not, Colonel Sanders is a national icon. Ever since 2015, celebrities in desperate need of a paycheck have been donning the Colonel's white hair, glasses, and black string bow tie in commercials, much to the delight of us all. And that's the theme for this week's game. Actors who have played Colonel Sanders.
Nice.
Goddamn. If my agent doesn't at least give me the chance to turn that down in the next 7 years, I'm going to die so insulted. Did you know? Wait a minute. Here's what I learned today. I think Colonel Sanders' wife was named Claudia Sanders. Claudia Sanders. So you got Colonel Sanders and you got Claudia Sanders. And then you have Jack LaLanne and his wife, Elaine LaLanne. And then there's Evel Knievel's mom, Eunice Knievel. Oh, shit, that didn't work. I thought I was on a roll.
You were there, man.
You know, I was like right there.
You're so close.
Man, when I passed by Elaine Lalane, I had so much personal momentum.
Keep she's taking her foot off the gas.
Keep workshopping that one.
Yeah, keep workshopping that one. But it was close. All right, anyway.
All right, I think it goes without saying that our favorite Colonel Sanders casting was from friend of the podcast, Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
The always hilarious Norm hasn't exactly had the most success, critically speaking, when it comes to movies. But a year after his leading role in Dirty Work, Norm makes a small cameo as a bartender alongside his SNL castmate Rob Schneider in the 1999 comedy Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo.
Okay. Well, we like these guys. And the worst movie ever made was Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo. Right. This was not that.
Yeah.
This is low. But
it had a sequel.
It had a sequel. And then, you know, people's kind of had some fun stuff. And Rob's non-threatening sexually, which is always good for a couple of woke points.
That guy sounds hot.
All right, we're not writing them down, so we'll just go, or you are writing them down. You guys get yours locked in. I'm going to say they didn't like it, but Rob's perfectly likable, and the first iteration of this movie was fine. I go 39.
Ooh. Oh, well, since I locked it into my head, and I was a Girl Scout, and I'm not changing now, 16.
Well, you're probably right.
I have down 36.
36.
Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo is rotten.
What?
At 22.
Okay.
All right.
We're good.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Maybe you prefer your chicken extra crispy. Well, look no further than the golden, orangey, tanned skin tone of actor George Hamilton. This legendary actor famously replaced another legendary actor, Robert Duvall, in the third installment of a supremely legendary series. Yeah. It's universally understood that the third comes nowhere near its predecessors, but where does it fall on the tomato meter? 1990's The Godfather Part 3.
We don't speak of that one.
Yeah. So, it's got to be bad, but how bad? It's novelty bad.
But it's still The Godfather.
It's still The Godfather. It can't be in the teens or anything.
You haven't seen this, have you?
No.
There's some pretty cringy stuff in here.
There's some cringeworthy stuff.
It all starts with Sofia Coppola. He cast his daughter after Winona Ryder either dropped out or whatever, and he cast his daughter, and it was universally considered a terrible decision.
Yeah. Maybe it was during that. It wasn't during that period when Winona Ryder went nuts for, like,
the
stealing, shoplifting and stuff, right?
It's 1990.
All right.
91?
I'll ask Garrigus when I get back to L.A. because he defended her.
That's right.
She's our Scott Peterson, bitch. I will never forgive him.
No.
I can't forgive him. It's a father's nightmare.
That's right. Finally, a father's nightmare.
All right. But what? What? Are we in the 40s? Are we down in the single digits? I mean, it was a disaster. I'm 31.
Gina?
48.
I got bad news for y'all. This is where we separate the men from the boys and girls.
Oh, because going with the goose egg.
No. Quite the opposite. Oh. This movie was nominated for Best Picture.
Brian's such an asshole.
Such an asshole.
Roger Ebert gave this 4 stars.
Right.
I think this was, even though it's looked back as one of the worst sequels.
Hold on. It was 4 stars out of the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I think this was well reviewed at the time. It's up for Best Picture. I said 79.
Whoa. Well, this could be it.
The Godfather Part 3 is fresh.
Oh.
At 68%.
Oh.
I had 60 and I erased it because of Brian's jibber jabber.
All I heard.
It's not a good movie.
But what would it be if it didn't have the first two?
If it was a standalone, didn't have the pedigree, this would be in the high 30s.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, 40.
No, okay. Yeah. All right. We got to crawl.
It's pretty bad.
We got to claw our way back,
yeah,
Gina.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Alexander went back to his Seinfeld roots to
play. Hold on. I'm not sure if Gina can claw her way back. Gina.
Yeah.
This is not an insult or put down. This is a technical question.
I'm quite sure.
When you lay on your belly, Can you touch the ground with your hands?
I'm asking.
I just want to know. I'd like to know. That's for me. Yes, like I'm talking about crawling back.
I get it. Technically, no, but since this is radio theater of the mind, let's say sure.
Okay, so you could claw your way back.
Sure, easily. Okay. I'm an A cup.
All right, well, let's do it.
Jason Alexander went back to his Seinfeld roots to play sitcom Colonel Sanders earlier last year, and while he hasn't had the spectacular career that his castmate Michael Richards has had, thanks to Gloria Allred, the former George Costanza was cast as Jack Black's best friend in a comedy that tries to knock some sense into the superficial men who need to understand that true beauty is what's on the inside. 2001's Shallow Hal.
I love this movie.
It's a fun movie.
I love it.
I like it too.
And it's got a good message.
But did the critics like it?
Gwyneth Paltrow's kind of the height of her powers, you know. She's probably just kicking around the idea of steaming her vagine at this point in her career. You don't want to poach that salmon, do you?
No, you really should not do that.
No.
No, you don't.
You don't. There's nobody who needs her vagine steamed less than Gwyneth Paltrow. Yeah. That's my thing is if you need it steamed, sweetie, we all got to steam it, and I don't even have one. So, this is before then. This is a Farley Brothers, right?
Farley Brothers. Mary, something about Mary.
Yeah,
about Mary.
All right. It's a delightful film with a good message.
I really like this movie.
And a lot of heart. We're going to have to get right on that. We're going to have to nail it right on. The critics are always snobs. They could put these movies in the high 80s or even low 90s. There's nothing wrong with it. But they never do because they're comedies.
Even gets a little dusty at the end.
Yes.
You know, this movie has some emotion to it.
Got some good moments. I'm going to say, 81.
Oh, shit.
Got to go bold.
All right, I love this movie, but I remember this was sort of at the very beginning of the woke shit, and people gave them a lot of guff for having Gwyneth Paltrow in a fat suit and how shaming it was. It happened again with Amy Schumer and I Feel Pretty. I had to factor that in. I said 69.
Ooh, I'm right behind you at 68.
68. Come on, let's be super fresh.
Shallow Hal is rotten.
Oh!
At 50%.
Oh,
it could have been worse.
Oh my God! Yes, it shouldn't be 50%. Yeah,
Tony Robbins is in it.
All right,
puts the whammy on.
I've been pretty much mathematically eliminated here, but let's keep going.
There's two more.
Here we go.
As far back as Ray Liotta can remember, he always wanted to be a colonel. The quote-unquote Nashville hot colonel does what Ray Liotta does best. Act like an unstable nut job on the screen. But Ray has a softer side, too. We don't see it often, but back in 1989, Ray Liotta fulfills the destiny of a young Kevin Costner who just wants to play a game of catch with his dad.
That's right.
He's the ghostly spirit of Shoeless Joe Jackson in 1989's Field of Dreams.
I had there was a roast joke that I didn't do, which was, because it just was wordy and I had to thin them out, but it was some version of me saying to De Niro, you and Ray Liotta were like two in the greatest movie ever made, Goodfellas, and now Ray Liotta is doing Chantix commercials, and it's kind of like what happened with me and Kimmel. I'm like soaring to new heights from a career standpoint, and who knows what the fuck happened to that guy.
Yeah,
right?
Whatever happened to Adam Carolla?
It's a funny joke. It just took up too much space in the teleprompter. But all right, so this is a good movie, right?
This should be mid to high 90s. I wonder if our critics like my thought is too lightweight.
I have a fundamental problem with this movie because a son played catch with his father, and that always angers me.
It's very shaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did they have to rub your face in it?
Yeah, like I'd go to my dad, you want to have a catch? And he's like, do you know a cinder block wall where the ball will return if you throw it with enough velocity? And I was like, geez, I feel if that energy expenditure, you could have had a catch by now. But he's a consistent man, Jim Carolla. All right, I got to get this one like dead nuts on. Otherwise, I got to like the next two dead nuts on. I'm gonna go 96.
Gina?
I went only slightly lower, maybe too low, 92.
And slightly lower for me at 91.
Field of Dreams is certified fresh at 86%.
Oh.
Good. I was going to go higher.
Nice. Oh. All right. Well.
All right.
Hey, y'all know there was a lady colonel, too.
What's
Country
that?
Singer Reba McEntire.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
She tucked her red locks under a white wig to become the first woman ever cast as Colonel Sanders. Personally, I prefer her brassy, sassy charms when she's carrying a shotgun and fighting alongside Kevin Bacon as they take on terrifying underground sandworms in the 1990 camp classic, Tremors.
Yeah. Okay. This movie was sort of a cult hit, right?
I never saw it.
It was a hit and
very, very culty. It didn't do any business, but like a huge on cable.
Yeah, yeah. It was like a cult hit, but I don't think the critics nailed this one like a normal.
This wasn't like hipster irony.
Well, it is, but they didn't know. Like before, that was cool. This is campy. This is throwback. This is like a 50s horror film,
right?
Like style. You know what I mean?
All right. Were they in a prison camp or something, or was that something else?
They're in the middle of fucking like New Mexico in the desert or something.
But what was it? Holes 2 that had like. Second input, like I don't know. That'd be a good name on the poster.
Human Centipede 3 was it a prison camp?
Oh, it was.
Maybe you're thinking of. I don't know.
No. Somebody look up.
Thanks for the ride, ladies.
Shia LaBeouf was like in the sequel to Holes or something, and it was like a kids' camp. Am I making that?
I don't
up?
Know.
For juvenile delinquents.
Yes, Chris says yes.
Yes. Oh, now, that's just Hole. Oh, that's Holes, and this is
no, Tremor. I think you said okay. Holes 2.
Holes 2, Tremor. All right.
You watched that movie, but that's this on pay-per-view.
All right, but either way, Holes has monsters under the ground, and Tremors has monsters under the ground. Scorpions. All right. Anyway.
Jesus.
I digressed too much. All right. I'm going to say there's no way I can crawl back into this game. There's no way Gina can crawl. I'm going to say, I will get you a mechanic scraper.
That's very kind.
And we'll duct tape a box fan to your ass. Now, look, when you want to move forward, we want to just hit it up reverse.
Yeah.
You want to go, okay.
Thank you.
All right. I'm saying 54.
Now, that's probably a good guess. I might have gone too high. I think they missed the boat, but I said 70.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, I might have just lost this for you. This looks horrible. Reba McEntire had a song called She Thinks His Name is John about getting AIDS. Knocked a few points for that. That song always bummed me out. I said 29.
Oh, no. This is a good movie.
It can't be. Look at the poster.
This is absolutely a good movie.
Tremors is fresh.
Come on.
Oh.
At 85%.
Oh. Get her done. This guy just got it. I mean, he was staring at his phone the whole time, but he just got it. 85.
That's
85.
Insane.
What the hell?
I thought it'd be lower because it's kind of quirky and weird.
Yeah. All right. Well, I set a personal low there. I think I may have cracked 200 on that game.
I was off by like 60.
All right.
Well, we do have a winner.
Yeah, we do.
But first loser. Adam Carolla with a score of 126.
Oh.
Congratulations on your third place win. You are on the podium.
Yeah, made the podium.
Leaving us, Gina Grad and Bald Brian. Most people would think that Bald Brian usually wins. So we probably won this time. But I do want to say, Gina, good score. You did well. You were in there competing.
Okay.
I do want to say that if Brian did win, the two real losers in this are the people who have to drive him home.
Come on!
Non-stop, he's going to say, you know, see how I nailed that one? I should have gone for, you know, this. You like my take on Tremors? Like the way I got him on Godfather?
Probably what I'm going to do.
Ladies, you're in for an hour of hell. Bald Brian takes the win with a score of 63. Gina Grad, 107.
Wasn't even close. I'm embarrassed. All right, let me hit Tommy John. You get ready with the news, Gina Grad. Yeah. I'm wearing my Tommy Johns right now. Over 7 million pairs sold. 96% of their customers rate them 4 stars or more. The legs never ride up. The waistbands never roll down. And after 2 years of obsessing over every detail, Tommy John, get ready, ladies. Introducing the most comfortable bras on the planet. Everything Tommy John makes is superior. The panties, no panty line for the ladies. The trunks for the dudes are great. And they're available at 1,200 retail locations, including Nordstrom stores nationwide. Tommy John, no adjustment needed, right, Dawson?
Hurry to TommyJohn.com/Adam to get 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/Adam.
This is the Dawson Show, is it not? All right, let's do some news with Gina Grad.
Let's do it.
Give you the news with Grad. News with Gina Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Eat news with Gina. Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, deputies in Ohio said they pulled over an Amish buggy complete with alcohol and a stereo system early last weekend. Just before 1 a.m., county sheriff's deputies said they saw two Amish dudes drinking alcohol while riding on the back of this horse and buggy. The deputies said there was a 12-pack of Michelob Ultra on the buggy. Deputies said the people riding it ran and scurried into the trees while the horses continued by themselves down the road. There were several open bottles of alcohol in the buggy, as well as the radio system just bumping. The buggy was towed, and deputies found someone to take care of the horses until they were claimed.
Yeah, those horses could have been taken care of if they were in Kentucky, I'll tell you that right now. As far as the Amish go, I'm generally a fan. I'm not sure about the beard minus the mustache. That seems like... you just take the part that catches the food and you forget about the part the chicks love. You know what I mean?
Yeah, who's it for?
It's kind of their mullet. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
Although, if you did sport that beard with no mustache and a mullet, you would turn the corner with me. I would be back in love with you.
Add a couple of pass.
Yes, I've never seen
triple threat.
That look. But
is there a mullet party in the front? Business in the front.
That's right. It's all business. Now, I think these guys were probably not Amish, but they probably just wanted to drink and drive or drink and ride.
Maybe.
Yeah, they've never been to a barn raising. They've been to a few dick raisings, but they've never been to a barn raising.
Well, apparently, and this is just anecdotal from things I've heard, you can still get a DUI on like a bicycle.
I don't, my whole...
So many people said yes in this section.
Yeah, no, I know. I don't like that. And I'll tell you why I don't like the DUI on the bicycle. Because nobody has ever stood up at a Mothers Against Drunk Driving meeting when they had to share their tragedy. And they're like, my little Tammy was walking home from soccer practice... And she was T-boned by a guy in a Schwinn. And we buried her right there. We literally put the Virgin Guadalupe candles right where she lay.
It's a fair
Nobody
point.
Nobody ever said I was driving my kids to soccer practice in a van and a guy in a Huffy hit us and the van exploded.
Worst day of our lives?
Yeah.
My whole thing is if you want to ride a skateboard, a jet ski, a mountain bike, and you want to do a shit face, that's between you and your God. Now you can say, well, it is pretty dangerous to ride a skateboard when you're drunk.
Right.
It's fucking dangerous to ride a skateboard when you're sober. I've seen people eat shit all day on skateboards. That's your fucking business.
That's true.
And by the way, if you kill yourself on a jet ski when your blood is well over the legal limit, we don't need you. That's Darwin taking out the garbage.
Yeah.
What do we want you to do? Come back and procreate and have a whole bunch of drunk people who thinks it's a good idea to ride a jet ski when you're lit? Fuck that. You do whatever you want. When you hurt somebody else, then you got to pay the price. The car can hurt somebody else. If you want, by the way, if you couldn't ride a donkey drunk, you'd have to arrest the entire country of Mexico. Now, does anyone want to do that?
No, God,
I'm asking.
No.
Think of the logistical nightmare that would be.
How would they get to work?
That's the least of their problems.
So, I don't like that idea.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll make sure that they know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A huge fire at a cattle breeding facility in Australia has caused thousands of dollars of damage after at least 100 cylinders containing bull semen were destroyed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. According to ABC, it took 10 fire crews more than 10 hours to fully extinguish the semen fire. They didn't call it that. The county fire authority said the crew had to be wary of projectiles coming at them while they tackled the blaze. He said, quote, the liquid inside the cylinders was rapidly expanding, and essentially the lids of the cylinders were just popping off the top, and projectiles were being thrown from the building.
It'd be good. I think there's some upside here. There's upside, like, you know, if my wife is pregnant.
Yeah.
And I come back off the road, and she's knocked up, and I'm like, whoa, what happened here? She doesn't have a whole lot of excuses.
No.
You know what I mean? But if there was a huge jizz factory next door, and she sleeps on her back.
Legs in the air.
And it blew up. And there was just semen everywhere. Yeah.
Sleeps with the window open.
She'd have a pretty viable excuse, you know? And I'd be like, what month was that jizz factory explosion? She'd like, it was February. And I'm like, oh, how far along are you? You're lucky, bitch. And I told you we shouldn't have bought next to the jizz factory, but you thought it was a keen idea. You said good schools and good jizz factories. Yeah. This is Zillow, highly rated, walking distance to the jizz factory. I said it was a bad idea.
But no.
I didn't like some of their safety qualifications, but no. No, I know. I always think about the whole sort of bovine is a... Is a horse bovine?
They're equine.
Equine. They're equine. I'm from fucking North Hollywood. You're lucky I know the difference between a horse and a cow. I would, but I like the whole idea of the stud. Like, I like the idea of, and I like, if you really distill what it is, like when they bring the horses over for stud. And I guess, like, you know, famous horse or good race horse or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they can charge thousands, hundreds of thousands. Ooh. So you would know. But I like the notion. I mean, he knows horse cock. Give him a break, everybody. It's his thing. Look, some people collect butterflies. He knows horse cock. You know, that's... It's this thing. Don't judge. Some people like reading novels. He knows horse guy. No. Okay. Some people donated to soup kitchen their time and he knows. Okay. All right. But I want to say this. It's a weird thing. Like, it's an interesting business model, which is I ironically bring my horse over, but on a truck. So right there, you know, you don't ride your horse over.
No.
You wheel your horse over. You take the one thing horses do best and you deny them the right to do it. Then, while the guy who has the chick horses is sitting there, he's just...
Is that the technical term?
What do they call them? What do they call the lady horses? He's just peeling off hundreds and paying you, and I'm just laughing watching my horse rape your horse. I don't think it would work this way with daughters, you know? I don't... You certainly wouldn't get paid. You know what I mean? If I just brought my dude over to your place and we were just standing there and he's having sex with your daughter, you know, and he's like, hey, come on, we said 10 grand.
Feeling a little light. It's a dowry.
All right, he's done with your youngest. Do you have a middle daughter somewhere here? So I could use more cash. These horses, do they do multiple acts and they do three? How many times? Three, Brian?
Three times, fool.
Mm. So three times, and they just show up, and they FedEx the horse in on a plane.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, and, Castaway 2.
Yes.
Hear me out.
Yeah, no, I'm all ears.
This time, he's not just eating fish.
That's right. Oh, no, I think he would ride him around the island. Like, it'd be his friend, like the volleyball was.
For a time, sure.
Right, right. All right. So you can get hundreds of thousands of dollars for my horse to rape your horse. Look, you call it what it really is. The horse did not consent. It's not like the female horse had a couple of nice dates, said she's thinking about settling down.
It sounds like a great existence, right? Being put out to stud, having sex, for the rest of your life, blah, blah, blah. You know what they do, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think a Real Sports on this, you may have seen it too, they have the horse, the stud, go at it with the lady, with the mare, right? And like he's going at it, and right before he finishes, they pull him out and put a leather sleeve on his dick, and he jizzes into that, and they collect the jizz, and they, you know, whatever. They
sell. Right.
Yeah, so the guy never gets to finish inside the horse.
Yeah, you know...
The one good part.
I don't know what that job is called. But
it's called News Girl.
If you ever seen
You're lucky I'm deaf, Brian.
Cross the line. No, I'm saying there's certain jobs, like in the NBA, the average height in the NBA 1954 was 6'1¼. Now it's 6'9¼. You know, there's certain jobs that just attract certain heights. I feel like this is a short man's game. You know what I mean? I could not see a guy who was 6'9" trying to get that leather sling around that horse dick. Speedy, you need someone small and agile. You know, you're looking for like second baseman in major leagues. Yeah. You know what I mean?
On his toes.
On your toes. Ready to move, reading the horse's eyes.
Pound your glove.
That's right. That's right. Got a bunch of seeds in your mouth, you know, sunflower seeds, just spitting them out.
You're giving signals to the shortstop.
That's right. All right, Gina, sorry, what else we got?
Well, some people may bring a friend or even a pet for emotional support. A New Zealand man took things to a new level. He brought a clown to work, and here's why. Joshua Jack received an email from his employer letting him know that a meeting was being held to discuss his future at the company, and he could bring a friend or family member for support because it was going to be tough. So he brought a birthday clown. Jack paid this dude $100 to accompany him to the meeting and sit beside him. There's the picture.
Yeah.
Oh, it gets better.
I like it.
That's making, some good satire.
Making balloon animals and miming crying as they fired him.
I love that.
Meanwhile, Jack has gotten another job with a competing company.
I'd hire this guy. I'll tell you, there is a liability here. Like, there is one problem with this idea. And it's a great idea, and I love it. And I've often said that I need to get my kids a rodeo clown so they can just jump in and distract. The joke was basically the bull, meaning like if you think about your life, you just kind of think about all the bad things that have happened and all the things people have said to you in the past and just kind of rolls around in your head, and you remember the negativity, and there's some things, your parents, your school teachers, boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever. And the thing about the bull, the rodeo bull, is a rodeo bull is single-minded, and the bull's like, I got to get that guy off my back, and he's got the guy up there, and his name is Tuffy, and he's a racist, and he's pulling on a rope that goes around the bull's balls, by the way. I don't know if you know that. And the bull's only thinking about getting this guy on the ground, and when he does, he's going to wear him like a maxi pad. And the bull goes, finally throws the guy on his back, and he's lying there, and he's all busted up, and the bull's like, now I'm going to take my horn and I'm going to pop it through your sternum. And he goes like that. And the last second, the rodeo clown pops out and the bull goes, oh, well, I guess I'll kill this guy over here. And he just walks away. And I was saying, I'd like to give my son that, because like at some point when, you know, some gal was going, Sonny, I don't think the prom would be a good fit. He just jumps out. Huh? And then I'd say to my son, what happened at school today? And he'd go, well, I was asking Jenny to the, oh, anyway, there was a clown. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a good way to divert a lot of heartbreak in the teenage years.
I could get one for myself, you know what I mean? My wife is like, look, I burnt dinner and I'm fucking your best friend. Hey, wait, who's that? What?
Your agent calls, Adam, you didn't get the next KFC job.
Rodeo clown.
Rodeo clown. You're not the next Colonel Sanders.
Now, listen, it sounds like a great plan.
Yeah.
Here's the bad part. This is made news. Everyone's into it. I would definitely hire this guy for whatever job. I don't know. What's his name? Did we get his name in there?
Yes, it was Joshua Jack.
Joshua Jack. What I would say to him is if he worked for me, I would definitely hire him. Every single Friday, I'd fucking call him Thursday night and go, hey, Joshua.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to need you to see you in my office, and it's kind of a closed door thing. It's not a good.
Oh, really?
I don't want to just
hold on. I got to send a quick text.
I don't want to discuss it over the phone.
Yeah, no, it's an uncomfortable conversation.
It's uncomfortable, but bring that box that has the weird wooden grain on it. But you can't. So for some reason, we need to keep your belongings in a box that has weird wood grain on it when you get fired. It's the only time you'll ever see that box. Is when you get fired. But I'll have the box. Yeah. You see me in my office at noon. And then I would just sit there, and he'd walk through the door with his clown, and I'd go, you're in great shape, buddy. I just wanted to see Harpo over here. Make me a poodle out of balloons. So it'd be good, but
he'd be your clown.
You'd have to threaten to fire him every week
to
get the clown in the office. Sorry.
Well, speaking of KFC, KFC has decided that it is not enough to have a fried chicken sandwich.
Did you
like
guys
the
know
Popeyes.
That Evel Knievel's mom's name was Eunice? It's called a callback, sweetie.
I get it. Thank you very much for the lesson. Now, the chicken chain is doing chicken and donut sandwiches in select cities. If you're not sure what it is, it's a fried chicken with donuts around it.
Yes,
and not surprisingly, none of those test market locations happen to be places where you have to put the nutritional content on the menu. And the company doesn't have any nutritional information at this time. Quote, unquote.
By the way, how much do you need to read up on deep fried chicken in between two donuts? Like, now hold on. I was thinking about eating a kale sandwich, but this one may be better for me.
Six
Where
and one half dozen in the
other.
Where
is the nutritional information? The nutritional information comes when you hear the word donut, but when you hear the plural of donut, donuts, now rest assured this ain't health food at this point. And when you realize there's chicken that is fried chicken that's in between the donuts, we don't need to read up on this.
That's probably true.
I don't need a calorie count.
I do have an ingredients question because we're looking at the picture. See that little drippage right there?
Yes.
Are we thinking icing, mayo, or bull semen?
That's from the fire.
Yeah. Okay.
That's from the fire.
I wasn't sure.
I think that's glaze.
Also, You know my thing. So my thing is, I got a little test thing. So my thing is like when I'm in charge, My thing is, I was going to, you guys hate L.A., right? All right, so I used to say this. I'd say the Coliseum's in the middle of L.A. So I would always say, here's what I'm going to do when I'm in charge. Thursday afternoon at noon, I'm gonna put a big banner that says, cockfights free, Raiders fans only. And everybody who shows up at the Coliseum, I will fucking arrest. Because either they've done something or they're going to do something. It's only two categories. These are deadbeat dads. These are the worst people in the world. Now, again, also, I would like to man the phone at the Taco Bell.
Yum.
And anyone who orders Grubhub, any woman who orders somebody to bring Taco Bell to their home for their kids, she shall be separated from her children as well. I will create a utopian society.
It'll take a while, but you know, like,
it's going to take a while.
We'll
it's
get
like
there.
When you put the ant traps out, right? It doesn't die right away. They got to take it back to the hive.
Every once in a while, there's going to be a gal with cerebral palsy who can't right. drive the van who did this.
She hey,
this is
pass.
What happens.
It's collateral damage.
Fewer eggs got to break to make an omelet, people.
You think good men didn't die on Omaha Beach?
That's right. That's
See,
right.
Good things
exactly the same thing. And as we start to get toward like universal health care and government everything and the governmental health care and everyone preaching about free health care, if I see some fat tub of goo come in there and order a sandwich in between two donuts, I ain't paying for that shit. That's his. When that guy's liver explodes yeah. in 2 years, I don't want to have to pay for his diabetic medication, his insulin, and all that stuff. That guy's getting off the books.
You did this
He's
to
off
yourself.
The books.
He's
you
on his own.
You did this to yourself. No
You're
one,
doing it to yeah. yourself. That's right. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
No problem.
When I'm in charge.
Horrible segue. As she returns to the spotlight, Roseanne Barr has a new look.
Oh, no.
The 66-year-old comedian who's about
to
embark.
Well, to be fair, it's an old look. Technically, it is an old look.
Is she the new colonel?
Oh, if she gets that shit before I do, I'm going to fire baby doll as soon as I get back to L.A.
She's about to embark on a stand-up tour with Andrew Dice Clay, and she tells the Daily Mail TV that she has her stomach. She had her stomach fat transferred to her butt. She said, quote, I have a thing for butts because I never had a butt my whole life, and I've always felt, no, Brian, and I've always felt deprived. When
Thank
I
you.
See these Kardashians, I think maybe I could have a butt like that. So far she's had, allegedly, a gastric bypass, tummy tuck, facelift, nose job, breast reduction, and she's about to go on the road on the Mr. and Mrs. America
what
tour.
What kind of... It's a weird world we're living in, because right about the time all of America hated Andrew Dice Clay. Like, he was getting boycotted from SNL, yep. and everyone's yep. like, he's a misogynist pig.
Yeah.
We were all in love with the domestic goddess
yeah.
known
yes.
as Roseanne.
That's right, domestic
Who
diva.
Could have envisioned a world where those two would be going on tour, and he was the beloved one, and she was the pariah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Stick around long enough, people. You will see it all. There's parts of her stories I like, though. Part of the story is her paying a shitload of money to Tom Arnold.
You do like that.
I do like it. I do it because I love when chicks are like, she worked hard. That's her career. He didn't help her. And now he wants to sit around and do nothing and get paid thousands. And I'm like, yes, how's it feel, bitch? How's it feel? Yes, tell me the part about his career and his money one more time. She was already established before. One more time. Keep it going. Yeah, before she met him. Before she met him. Established. Keep going. It's the only... I have a little extra energy in this department.
It's okay. It's cathartic. Yeah.
Probably reel it in a little. But I'm just saying, I do like that he yeah. cashed in off of her work and deserved none of it. All right, let me hit True Car, and then we'll do a little more news. True Car, what can we do in 60 seconds? Well, I'll tell you what we can do. We can get a price from True Car. You got a new car, you got a used car. These guys, you got some wheels out there. You want a new car? You go to True Car, and you just you can find out from your smartphone or your computer. You enter your license plate number. Watch the details come popping up. You can find out what your car is worth on True Car. Answer a few questions. Get an accurate True Cash offer from your local True Car dealer. Then you bring your car in. They'll check it out with you. Ask questions. Get answers. No surprises. Then you trade it in, or you trade it on a new car or used car, or you just trade it in and check it in and leave with a big check in your hand and Uber home. So when you're ready for a better way to sell or trade in your car, you go with True Car today. All right, Gina, let's go.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, an Indiana man is recovering from a fractured skull after he fell into a volcano. Clay Chastain was on his honeymoon in St. Kitts when they went for a hike on the tallest peak of the island. He wanted to get a closer look into the crater of the dormant volcano, so he used a rope to lower himself inside and fell the rest of the way when the rope snapped. He suffered a fractured skull, cracked vertebrae, loss of hearing in his right ear, a severe concussion, and guess what? This is the third time this summer that someone has fallen into a volcano.
I don't want these people to ever get out of these volcanoes. I'm sorry. If you're dumb enough, first off, that's God's glory hole. He's just sucking you in. Maybe you say God and glory, you think you're on a good track, and then you put hole at the end, and all of a sudden we veered hard off the highway. But I want to say, we don't need you at this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, those kind of adventure seekers.
Was she
seekers.
With her fiance or something?
He was, yeah.
Yeah. The fiance, once he got out of the fucking volcano, must have been like, which ear works again, sweetheart? Because I want to yell what an idiot you are into the one that works.
Yeah, the other one, one of the
I
other
look
ones.
At, by the way, yeah. I look at falling into volcanoes the same way I look at, you know, the guys that are like, I've been hit by lightning 11 times. I'm like, you must be doing something cosmically horrible.
We are trying to get rid of you.
Something's going on.
Something like, happens.
At some point, you're going to shoot a beetle, or you're going to be piloting a school bus drunk and fall asleep. Like, something's happening.
Yeah, we're trying to intervene.
I'm not going canoeing with your ass, if that's what you're asking.
So the other two people that fell over the summer, one was in Hawaii. They fell into an active volcano, 70 feet, survived. The other one, Crater Lake National Park in Oregon, fell 800 feet and survived.
Hold on. That's Land of the Lost opening shit there. You're going into a different dimension. You don't survive 800 feet.
It says, and
you
I
see
quote,
dinosaurs and chaka.
Chaka.
You fall 800 into a volcano and survive, you're looking at Chaka when you open those eyes. Chaka was a very important character on the hit TV series, Land of the Lost. The worst part, and the slee stacks
the
are
down
there.
The real slow-moving fuckers.
Yeah, if you can, if you want to, you know what I'm going to do? When I get back to L.A., we're going to put in, like, the latest King Kong movie.
Sure.
And
Skull Island.
Skull Island. And we're going to put in all these Avenger movies and all that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to fire up a Blu-ray, and I'm going to say to my son, this is what you get to watch at age 13. Now we're going to sit down and watch the beginning of Land of the Lost. Let me show you when I was 13 what kind of technology we could enjoy. Because that is... There's Chaka. If you fall into a volcano, this will be the first face you see.
Dawson looks terrible.
I know. Chaka. Max Bat, I don't know if you can do the beginning of Land of the Lost, but I mean, it is some of the worst graphics and the worst special effects you've ever seen in your life. Have you ever seen this
no,
show?
No, God. I'm in that other category.
Yes.
The two categories.
Never
seen it.
Never seen it. Right.
Or saw it and
right.
hate it.
You probably had a Schwinn and Levi's, too.
Oh,
uh-huh,
sure did.
I was Land of the Lost, Huffy, and Tough Skins. That was my that was my childhood. Are you allowed? Can you play video, Max Bata? Oh, it's going to be slow. All right. Anyway, worst TV show ever. But at the very beginning was Marshall, Will, and Holly were on a routine expedition.
Okay.
And I remember being 11 going, what the fuck's a routine expedition? You're taking two words and putting them together. Like, they were in a casual bar fight. Like, what?
And an expedition, by definition, like, is exploring unknown places. There's nothing routine about that.
I was 11 and already poking holes in the theme song. Marshall, Will, and Holly on a routine expedition with the greatest earthquake ever known. High on the rapids, it shook their tiny raft and sent them down 1,000 feet below to the land of the lost. Oh, yeah. Ask me what... Thank you. Gina.
Yeah.
Ask me the middle name of either one of my kids.
What is Natalia's...
No, fucking... I don't got time for that shit. This fucking hard drive is full, you understand?
With important stuff.
Yeah. I've committed to this.
Yeah. Can Are we going to watch this?
Can you play it? Or can you play the song, even? That would be awesome.
I'm going to pee.
We'll see.
Gnatic, my friends.
The Slee Stacks.
Marshall, Will, and Holly.
Everybody.
On the routine expedition. Let the greatest earthquake ever known.
High on the rapids. And shook their tiny raft. And sent them down 1,000 feet below. To the land. Yes. Thank you.
These people deserve their money back.
Yeah. Now, it's kind of like the Avengers, but
not... Sure.
If I show that to my son, he's going to throw up and then kick the TV set.
Yeah, he'll put a shoe through it.
All right, let's bring it home, Gina Grad.
You got it.
Where'd Brian go? To take the bathroom?
Brian had some sort of, I don't know... colon emergency. I'm not sure.
All right.
I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina Grad! All right. Last but not least, Casserole. Want a chance to see me in Vegas? Okay. Then you can head to your local AutoZone and be entered to automatically win with your purchase of Casserole. Pick up 5 quarts. That's about as much as most cars hold. And you can get your STP Extended Life Oil Filter as well for just $33.99. Use your AutoZone rewards and automatically enter to win 3 days and a 2-night trip to Vegas. Meet me, hang out, and we'll press the flesh in Las Vegas. Casserole Edge, 3 times stronger against viscosity breakdown. Right, Dawson?
No purchase necessary to enter to win. Open to residents of the 50 United States, District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico. Must be 18 years or older. Sweepstakes valid September 24th through October 21st. Void where prohibited. See your local AutoZone store for more details.
All right, Brian's got to make a flight. Hey, did I exaggerate about the Land of the Lost and the opening?
Oh, no, that was a piece of shit.
That's the weakest show ever on the planet. You guys have been an awesome crowd tonight. I want to thank Gina Grad for kicking ass. Bald Brian over here. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying mahalo.
You can follow Adam Carolla on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can follow the show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. And for tickets and info on everything we're doing, visit adamcarolla.com.